live from the shores of the BB&T Center in beautiful downtown Camden, New Jersey. It's the Bing and Bong Show. And now, here's your host, Bing and Bong! Oh!
Hey! It's like,
are you okay?
I'm good. I'm all taped up. I got this.
Look at that.
So I got all my injuries. I look like I've been on the WWF, you know?
Well, maybe you have.
But
you took a hit there, brother.
How about those reactions?
The thumb's
coming well. The arm's good.
Good.
When I crashed into my microphone, that's better.
Good. You're not bleeding?
No, it was that night. I crashed into the microphone at Jones Beach. It hurts. We play with pain.
We do.
It's like you went two rounds with the Hulkster, brother.
That's right, brother.
Brother.
Hey, brother.
Okay. Welcome to New Jersey, guys.
Aren't we just here for Atlantic City nuts?
We have been in New Jersey forever.
Yeah.
They just love it. They keep coming back.
Didn't you used to
visit Jersey a lot when you were growing up?
Well, we used to, you know, hit Atlantic City and Beach Haven and all those places.
You went to school in this. Your school actually
went to school. He went to school.
Basketball
tournament this
Villanova Wildcats.
My daughter went to school here.
That's right. She went to...
She's a Quaker.
She's a Quaker.
You're a Quaker. That's right. I visited here a lot when she was in school.
What did you do when you visited her?
I ate.
Where'd you eat?
Alma de Cuba.
Alma de Cuba.
It's good food.
Mi comiendo a Alma de Cuba estoy.
Oh,
perfecto.
Sí.
Muy bien.
Me gusta mucho. La pan, la mantequilla es perfecto.
Bueno. And, well, how about a little viewer bueno mail here?
Before we get to some investigative reporting.
Oh, yes. Let's save
I got some things to talk about.
Okay, all right.
But first, viewer mail
All right, here we go. From Robert K., Mount Laurel, New Jersey.
Is that Mount Laurel?
Yeah, that's right.
Robert?
Bing.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Jimmy.
Robert.
Jimmy. Bing.
Bing. My name is Bing.
That's right. Bing.
When I'm up here.
Oh, sorry. Bing.
Yes, Vaughn.
Bing!
Bing!
Yo!
Jimmy. Yo, we're famous for cheesesteaks here. Where do you go for yours and what do you have on them?
Jim's. And X Double Velveeta.
That's called Wiz.
I put a little, I don't know how, if this is kosher in Philly, but... I put a little Tabasco on there.
Oh, that's a little
no
touch.
Bueno. No bueno.
No, you take a look. No good?
No bueno.
You just go with right peppers, you know, to get that Tabasco flavor.
That's all right. It's a little special touch.
There you go.
That's the Bubba cheesesteak.
Bong!
Yeah!
Have you or Jimmy ever played The Main Point?
OMG. Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania.
Oh my God.
We only got about 20 minutes here.
Okay, well.
Go first.
No, I never played it.
No, really?
I did. Let's hear about it. You and Bruce played it.
We did, yes. I opened for Bruce. I opened for NRBQ there. Yeah. I opened for Dion there.
Wow.
Dion DiMucci. Yeah. I just saw him with him.
When we went and played Vegas, he was on a big sign. Dion's still out there.
He's still working?
Yeah, he's still working.
All right.
So the Main Point was a great place. And then that's from the Main Point one evening, I was shanghaied and woke up in Bayhead, New Jersey, captured by some women.
You know, that's a problem you've had throughout your career.
I have been captured.
You've been captured by women.
All right, let's go to something I want to talk about.
Bing, this is from Bridget C. of Philadelphia, PA.
Yo, Bridget.
Yo, we were at your show in Atlantic City, and it was the best.
Yeah.
Love hearing G-Love play harmonica with you. Will you be visiting Uncle Warren Buffett when you're in Omaha?
Absolutely.
Is he coming
to see the Wizard of the Oracle of Omaha?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go have dinner with you.
Is he going to come up and be with us?
Well, we don't know. We'll have to see. He might. He has been on the Bing and Bong show.
He sure has. Yeah.
Stay tuned, Bridget.
Good guest.
Stay tuned, Bridget. You never know.
Wisdom for all.
He did.
So all you stock market people out there, we'll keep you posted whether Cousin Warren shows up.
Okay. Might have a couple hot tips for you.
Might have some speaking of hot tips.
All right, let's hear the
investigative reporting.
First of all, there's a new section of the Bing and Bong show we're going to test out tonight.
Okay.
This came from on the road. Yeah. Desserts we've known, loved, and tasted, good and bad.
That's true.
Okay. Wow. I'm going first.
Okay, go ahead. You want some dessert?
Well, there was a missing apple pie today. You know, I ate at lunchtime a big lunch, and I came here and I thought, man, I just want a little piece of pie because we've been having really delicious pies, and lots of desserts out at the cave. We have good caterers, great caterers on the store. And this time, for something, the pies were not there. So I think they had to send somebody over the Walt Whitman Bridge to Philly to get a piece of pie because it seemed that long.
Yeah, I don't think the
And
pies,
while I was sitting there, I thought it got there and it was tasting good. But I remember a dessert that you got one night that did not taste so good.
Oh.
I'm going to refresh your memory.
I
remember that.
Now,
Seattle, Washington.
Close down. Oregon, town like.
Portland. Yes. Jake's. I ate the. I thought it was a little waxy. When I went into it, but I didn't let it bother me because I was lying.
You were drinking at the time.
I was drinking at the time.
You were in your drinking. These are in your drinking days.
And
those folks on the radio, they bring the tray out of different desserts.
Yeah, and they said, and I'll have one of those. And they gave me one of those, and it was the display. And it was it was Crisco.
I know, it was a piece of chocolate pie.
It was a display.
Pie, and it was Crisco on top.
It was a display.
You never heard of this?
No.
Not only he ate not one bite.
But several bites.
He ate several bites.
It was the key lime pie display.
A little chalky.
A little chalky.
It was a key lime pie, but it had fake Crisco as the
whipped cream. The whipped cream on top. It was just a little bit.
And the look on his face, he just couldn't. White digest, couldn't get his lips open.
But anyway, let's get back to some more investigative reporting.
All right,
thanks for that one. That was a memory, as a coral reefer memory.
That was good.
It has come across the hot wire on the Bing and Bong show. We don't do news features or news breaks much, but this has to be one.
Because
in the audience tonight, we have discovered.
A
true gypsy who has been dropped here from space, claiming that he has actually spent 80 days in my house, my former house in Aspen, Colorado.
Right.
As a gypsy,
how could anybody
let that happen?
I don't know. We're investigating.
80 days.
We're investigating the claim.
Who was running the house at the time that he says he was there for 80 days? Do you remember?
Well, there was a person from Pennsylvania.
Let's see.
I'm not going to name any names, but he's standing to your left. And it isn't the Larson brothers.
Yeah.
You got a clue?
Wait.
I'm surprised he didn't cut us off at that point. Is it time to go? Can we keep going, Stan?
Eighty nights. That's a lot of rent. A lot of mortgage.
Airbnb. I want to know, man, where was Airbnb when I needed them? I could take 80. What do you think that house would have rented for on Airbnb?
In Aspen?
$1,000 a night.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
$80,000 is missing from me. Per diem. Whoa. Okay. Put it on red. Play it on red. Okay.
Whoa.
Oh, nice, Bing. Nice.
I don't want to be accused of it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. See you.
And there goes.
See you in Omaha. See you in Omaha.
See you in Omaha. Have a great Labor Day.
Can I have at least enough for a bus ticket to Omaha?
Your credit card.
Credit card. Your driver's license.
This is sales. sales in concert. Yeah, credit that's card.
Ilga.
Ilga,
your credit card is lost here.
All right, let's go get them.
All right. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you in
All right,
Alpine
Valley.
Omaha, Nebraska.
All right.